But right now it's that time on a Friday when we wrap crunch time with the tool shed and we wonder aloud if people in the spotlight ever learn anything. Does history come into play? Logic, facts, the truth? But of course, before we roll out the nominees, we bring in the landlord to open the crunch time tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
It's a sarcastic Jim Carrey laugh from the 90s. Got to begin with, I would assume, soon-to-be ex-Ohio State coach Urban Meyer. You know the drill by now. You got a high-level coach. He's an A personality, wins a lot. And aside from the dude in Tuscaloosa, actually, he wins more than anybody. Now it appears he knew he had a disgusting, vile human on his staff, or subhuman. And this dude plays the arrogance card with the best of them, looks the media in the eye and says, "Nope, I know nothing. I didn't know anything. I was told nothing. I was asked my administration to look into it. I was informed of nothing." Until an actual investigative reporter like Brett McMurphy dives in, holds interviews, and talks with the characters involved, and unearths documentation, texts, and makes a pretty solid connection to Meyer. And let's not forget his wife, Shelley, as a registered nurse and university employee, for all her sympathetic texts, might be in violation of Title IX. She's certainly in violation of decency. Here's hoping the truth comes out and the proper parties pay a very painful price. Next up, ESPN and the parties involved in Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, the match. So they scheduled for Thanksgiving weekend because there's not really a lot else happening in sports that time of year, especially the most popular sport in America. Not to mention, most sports fans will probably have checked out of golf months ago. So they're telling us the winner gets 10 mil. And what do they have to lose that's supposed to draw us away from, I don't know, the Iron Bowl, Ohio State, Michigan, Notre Dame, USC, or if it's a Sunday, all the NFL? And by the way, at that point, it'll be the 11th game for NFL teams as the playoff picture will start to clarify a bit. And if you want it to be compelling, like we said last night, yesterday on the show, make the loser pay a price, literally. Imagine getting these guys to put up their own cash and how much more interesting it would be like if we set up a case behind the 18th green, two duffel bags filled with $10 million each, plus a new caddy SUV. Winner just takes the duffel bags, throws them in the back, and drives off into the sunset. The loser has to call Uber just to get to the airport to get home. Lastly, the folks at EA Sports. What a maroon. What a sidewinder. So, full disclosure, I've never played Madden or an EA Sports game. It's not necessarily an age thing. I know a bunch of my buddies and people my age big into being gamers. But I literally remember this bar, the Wander On Inn, putting up Space Invaders and Pac-Man, and I was like, boring! Rather shoot pool, throw darts. But these guys claim it was a mistake that they edited out the name of Colin Kaepernick from the soundtrack of Madden NFL 19. And they tried to do a little tap dancing and said, well, he's not an NFL player. We don't have his rights. And somebody says, yeah, turns out that's got nothing to do with the soundtrack. Again, it's cowardly in fear of a certain politician who should be completely ignored on the subject. I do production and editing. You don't accidentally make a perfect sound edit like that. You know why it's done. And when they got called out by the dude who voiced Cap's name in the song Big Sean, they did apologize and said it'll be corrected with their August 6th update. You're lying. You know why you edited it out. Come on, come on. Got it. It's like the end court scene in Cousin Vinny when the mechanic expert and Vinny was trying to get him to say that could this mint green with positraction have been? And after he won't answer, he's like, God, you could say it. Everybody knows. EA, you could say it. Everybody knows why you edited his name out. NFL playing scaredy pants to the big bad bully. And so let's put EA Sports in there. Let's go with the tool shed. Let's wait till Meyer is fired so we could really kick him when he's down and then do a renomination and an official entry in the tool shed. I'm going to kind of enjoy that. So the folks at EA Sports, congratulations. You're the latest member of the Crunch Time tool shed. And with that, get back in here. You know who you are and you know what you did, and close the Crunch Time tool shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
All righty then.